Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we're going to be looking at Surah Al-Tariq and Surah Al-A'la. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. From the themes of Surah Al-Tariq, the morning star, is that this surah, it focuses on showing Allah's complete control and dominance over everything. And Surah Al-A'la reminds us of the favors of Allah. And it encourages us to give preference to the akhirah over the dunya.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق.
Allah takes an oath by the sky and He takes an oath by the star that knocks at night.
وما أدراك ما الطارق.
O Messenger, what will tell you the status of this great star?
النجم الثاقب.
It is the star that pierces the sky with its glowing light.
إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ.
There is no soul except that Allah has assigned to it an angel to record its deeds for the reckoning on the day of judgment.
فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق.
So let man reflect over what Allah created him from, so that Allah's power and man's inability becomes clear to him.
خلق من ماء دافق.
Allah created him from a spurting liquid that is split into the womb.
يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب.
This liquid emerges from between the spinal column of a man and the bones of the chest.
إنه على رجعه لقادر.
Allah, may He be glorified. Since He is the one who created him from that despised liquid, He has the power to bring him back to life after death for the reckoning and recompense.
يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ.
On the day when secrets will be tried and the intentions and beliefs, everything that the hearts conceal will be exposed and the righteous will be distinguished from the corrupt.
فَمَا لَهُ مِن قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ.
On that day, man will not have any power to protect himself from Allah's punishment, nor any helper to assist him.
وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ.
Allah takes an oath by the sky that contains rain, because it comes down from its direction time after time.
وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ.
And he takes an oath by the earth that cracks open to reveal the plants, fruit, and trees in it.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ.
This Qur'an that is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a word that separates truth from falsehood and fact from lies.
وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ.
It is not a game and does not contain falsehood. But it is serious, and it is the truth.
إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا.
Those who deny what their messenger brought to them plot and scheme to reject and refute his call.
وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا.
I, Allah, also plot and scheme to make the religion victorious and to disprove falsehood.
فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا.
So give respite, O Messenger, to these disbelievers. Give them time for a short while, and do not seek to hasten their punishment and destruction.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Declare the transcendence of your Lord who is high above His creation by uttering His name when you remember and revere Him.
الذي خلق فسوى.
The one who created man in due proportion and balanced his stature.
والذي قدر فهدى.
The one who determined for all created things their species, types, and attributes, and who guided every creation to what is appropriate and suitable for it.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
The one who brought out from the earth what your animals graze on.
فجعله غثاء أحوى.
Then he made it into dry blackish straw after it had been green and fresh.
سنقرئك فلا تنسى.
I, Allah, will teach you, O Messenger, the Quran, and gather it in your chest so you do not forget it. So do not compete and race with Jibreel alayhi salam in the recitation as you used to do with the desire that you do not forget it.
إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى.
Except for what Allah wishes you to forget for some reason, He, may He be glorified, knows what is made public and what is hidden. Nothing of that is hidden from Him.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى.
I, Allah, will make it easy for you to do the actions that are pleasing to me and will enter you into paradise.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى.
So remind people with the Qur'an that I reveal to you and remind them as long as your reminder is heard.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَن يَخْشَى.
The one who fears Allah will pay heed to your counsel, because he is the one who benefits from counsel.
وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى.
The disbeliever will keep away and alienate himself from the counsel, because he is the most wretched person in the afterlife as he will enter the fire.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبَرَى.
The one who will enter the great fire of the afterlife to suffer and bear its heat forever.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Then he will remain forever in the fire without dying therein and being relieved of the punishment he suffers from and without living a good and decent life.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
The one who purified himself from idolatry and sins has attained the objective. He has succeeded.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
The one who remembered his Lord by the various forms of remembrance that he legislated, who performed the prayer in the required manner.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
But you give preference to the worldly life and prefer it over the afterlife, despite the huge disparity between them.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
The hereafter is indeed better and superior to the world and the enjoyments and pleasures it contains. And it is more lasting because the bliss it contains never ends.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى.
These instructions and stories that are mentioned to you are in the scriptures that were revealed before you.
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى.
In the scriptures that were revealed to Ibrahim and Musa عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامِ. In Surah At-Tariq, Allah tells us that every soul, every person has appointed angels that record their deeds. Nothing is hidden from them. Everything they say and they do is recorded. And if that is the case, then one should really think and reflect over the things that will be of benefit.
فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ.
To look at what we were created from. Our origin is from dirty liquid, from sperm. Then we go through different phases in the womb. Then we come out into this world and Allah gives us the ability to hear, see, understand, and makes clear to us what our purpose is, so that we work in accordance to that. And if Allah can do all of this, then He can surely bring us back to life. So we understand this and we prepare for that day by doing the things that are beloved to Allah. And Allah tells us in Surah Al-A'la, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى, that remind the people if their reminder is beneficial. And the principle that is taken from this ayah is talk to people in accordance to their level of understanding. We need to know our audience. People who don't know anything about Islam, we don't talk to them about complex matters, but we talk to them about the basics. We build the foundations first. And the people who are mindful of Allah, these are the individuals who will always benefit from the reminders. But as for the people who are heedless, they are the ones who turn away. And Allah tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, the person who purifies themselves has succeeded, meaning they attain what they aim for and they were protected from what they feared. And these are the people who purify themselves from disbelief, from sin. They follow the right methodology. They understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He revealed Himself to be, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about Him. And they work on themselves by being mindful of Allah, by remembering Allah. And they fulfill His rights. And from the most important of them is to perform the salah in the right manner. And they single Him out for worship and they never ever associate partners with Him. So we have to go through this process and purify ourselves. And when it is pure and clean, it naturally moves towards Allah. It wants to remember Allah. It enjoys worshipping Allah. And Allah says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, that we give preference to the dunya over the akhirah. And the reality is that Allah has made clear the path of success, both in this world and the hereafter. And if we understand this, then we should follow that path. But many people prefer the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of their nafs. They prefer following their desires over following the path of Allah. And one of the tabi'een, he was sitting with Ibn Mas'ud. And he said that we were sitting with Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and he recited this ayah, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And he asked them, do you know why we give preference to the dunya, to the life of this world over the akhirah? And they said, no. So he said, because the dunya is in front of us. It is present. We experience it. We experience its food, its drink, its women, the luxuries of it and the splendor of this dunya. But the akhirah has been described to us. We don't see it. It is hidden from us. Therefore, we prefer that which is present over that which is hidden. So may Allah give us the strength and ability to follow His path, to understand our purpose. May He give us success in this world and the akhirah. Make us amongst those who are sincere and work for the akhirah. Everything they do is done for the sake of Allah. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.